Hey, it's Sarah and Megan with Your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we have some tips for you on waking up your kids in the morning, which can be really unpleasant sometimes. Yes. Okay, so my first tip is think about where your kid is most comfortable when they're in that waking up and getting out of bed and, you know, help them feel a little bit cozier. So one of my kids likes to come down and curl up on the couch for a few minutes before she has breakfast. And I know sometimes in the cold winter months, kids like to huddle over a heater.
Oh, yeah. Or, two of mine like to fight over the heating vent. Yeah.
And Megan, I know you said when two of your boys were little, you'd help them wake up in the bath, in a warm bath.
So they go in the bathtub while I got ready. Yep.
And that really helped. If there's a way to keep your kids comfy and kind of let them wake up gradually, even on those rushed school mornings, I think it makes everybody just a little less grumpy.
I totally agree, including mom. So our second tip is, you know, I think there's this idea that if you wake your kids up really early, everyone will have all this time to get into the day and everything. And in my opinion, in my experience, it is the opposite. Like, too much time is no good. Not enough time is also no good. You have to know that sweet spot. And for me, it's just enough time that they can get everything done while moving at a reasonable pace without like floating away and getting lost. Like, you know how the kids, like if you let them have a few minutes before school or daycare or whatever, they wander away and then you don't know where they went and then you have
to round them up. Like they act like it's the biggest personal offense that they have to get in the car.
Yeah. And they take their shoes off and their coats off and they just start all over again. So I just say find that sweet spot where it's like keep it moving, get them out the door, not too early, not too late.
I love that. Well, in my house, I do have early risers, which means sometimes there is a lot of time in the morning before we have to leave. And my tip for early risers is to get them in the routine of getting all the way ready, including shoes on if you wear shoes in your house. We do. And that they can't play or start to do other things until they're 100% ready, backpacks packed and ready to walk out the door. And just like you said, Megan, that kind of eases that transition where if they do have extra time, they're at least all the way ready for the day before they get into their play.
That is a great tip. Well, this has been another Mom Minute from Megan and Sarah of The Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com.